You all right? Are you enjoying your 10th birthday? 10 years. It's flown by. We don't get much opportunity as a band to reminisce and talk about the way that we got here and the journeys that we've been on to be on this stage with you guys tonight. But I don't know if you guys know, but I went to theatre school when I was growing up. I am one of those stage school kids. I did ballet in a unitard. Yet they put Harry on Strictly Come Dancing. But musical theatre is kind of my background, and it's always been a passion of mine. And I've always wanted to write a musical. And so I thought, I'm only going to get one chance to be at the Royal Albert Hall. So I thought I'd write something especially for tonight. I hope you like it. It's called McFly the Musical. Have gone by in the blink of an eye. Time really seems to fly when you're in McFly. So thanks for coming here tonight. I hope that we aren't playing shite, and if we are, please be polite or Doug will cry. I wrote this song so that collectively we could get some perspective before we play and you scream, cheer and clap. So please allow me, if I may, to take you someplace far away and quickly give a brief 10-year recap. In 2001, I attended an audition and became the fourth addition to the busted first edition. After 24 hours, those frickin' busted bastards kicked me out and told me I was not what they're after. But I'd have done the same if I was in their position. But I'd have kicked the one out with the eyebrow condition. And was it the end? No, it didn't stop there. In 2003, up in Bolton somewhere, I met someone with talent oozing out of his bones. That's right, folks, he was called Danny Jones. His skills on the guitar really are quite insane. But what balances his talent is his microscopic brain. He agreed that him and me should write a bunch of songs. So we got a record deal, and here's where it goes wrong. We held an audition, and two guys came along called Dougie and Harry. And that's how McFly was born. McFly is pretty awesome. You get to do radical things like touring around the world from Madrid to Brazil, or building schools in Africa for kids that are ill. Yes, every day is different but equally thrilling. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow will bring. Being McFly is pretty awesome. It's not very hard to see why it's so awesome being MCFLY. McFly is pretty wicked, but I am just one of four guys. I'm the only one who's not been on reality shows. But if I did, I'd know I'd be receiving your votes. Cause I could do the tango with some folks that are famous, or chill out in the jungle eating ostrich's anus. Or there's the Big Brother house, but I would never go in, cause I'd rather sing some opera with Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen. Or I could stay home writing songs for One Direction in search for sing-alongable music or perfection. Or spend an hour admiring my Harry Potter wand collection. Dougie wants to add a joke in here about erections. it's a family show, so I'm making some corrections for those penis-eating jungle swingers, ballroom dancing, opera singers. Being McFly is pretty awesome. It's not very hard to see why it's so awesome being MCFLY. It's been emotional, it seems so effortless. I'd do it all again for the hell of it, just don't ask me why. It's been embarrassing, seems so effing stressful, but overall it's been delightful, it's hard to whine. Every now and then the strangest things go on, like being on the cover of a gay magazine with no clothes on. But after 10 years of it, we just don't give a shit. We won't do anything, literally anything. We might even pull our trousers down and wave around our ding-a-loos. Being McFly is pretty awesome, but it's not been the easiest ride. Dougie went to rehab and thank God he came back. I lost loads of weight and now I'm no longer fat. And Danny's going bald so he might start wearing hats. We've had our share of tabloid covered exploited romance. We still don't know if Harry really shagged Lindsay Lohan. Check me out cause I can play piano with one hand. That's how awesome you become if you are in my band. You paid for the ticket, so should probably buy a pro.
We've just heard the wonderful musical. So where did this idea come from, Tom?
This idea, Danny. It's funny you should ask that. This idea came from...
Because it was great, wasn't it? It worked really well.
Cheers,
in the
Cheers, mate. Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm glad you think so. It just... I wrote it in the car, most of it, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, in the car. We had a...
Whilst driving or whilst being
I wasn't driving, no.
Driven.
We were being drived. Driven.
Whilst being drived.
We were I was in the car with you, I think. We were being drived around the country.
And you more or less wrote most of it, didn't you? Because
most of the lyrics
guys,
and stuff in the car.
I've got an idea. Yeah. Going to suck here.
Yeah, then went back and I didn't play it to anyone. It was a couple of weeks before the Royal Albert Hall, and then I thought I played it to Giovanna. I played it to my wife first.
And what was her reaction?
I thought I'd test the water with her before I played it to you guys. I thought I'd test it on her a bit. So I was like, honey, I've got this idea, which I'm a bit too nervous to play the guys because it could be completely ridiculous. I played it to her and she cracked up, so I thought I'd play
okay,
it to
great.
You guys. Did you enjoy the Royal Albert Hall shows?
Yeah, mate, absolutely loved it. Well, the Sunday show was the best show we've ever played.
The Sunday one's the one they just listened to McFly the musical from as well.
It was special. We played well. We were relaxed because it was the last of the four shows. We knew it was a special moment. The crowd knew it was a special moment. And there were some emotional moments in it as well.
Yeah,
and there
was
some epic moments. And it's amazing because, like, when you go to shows, you know, there's all these online things that you can watch repeats or you can watch people that have filmed that have been there. But being there, that's what's great about a show. And a show like that is because it's a special moment that you can never have again. Mm. And the only people that was there experienced that moment.
Anyway, thank you very much for downloading this track.
Oh, yeah.
And which means you bought the single. We hope you like it. And we'll see you guys soon. Bye, guys.
Thanks for all your support. Bye-bye.